Roads are cut off, homes and businesses are inundated. People in the Greater Sydney region are once again underwater. Greater Sydney faced yet another day of torrential rain and has already had four times its normal monthly rainfall. More than 30,000 people across the state have been told to leave their homes, with Australia's largest city facing its third flood emergency this year.
They say no, it's a one in a hundred year rain, one in a thousand. Well, where does it stop? You know what I mean? Like, it's like Mother Nature leaves, it doesn't spare anyone really, and it's just we're just been really unlucky.
So far, there has been at least 80 rescues in the worst hit areas, with emergency services helping those stranded, including livestock. With more rain forecast, widespread evacuation orders remain in place for now.
It's obviously been a very difficult time for many months. To have this flood event off the back of others makes it more challenging.
The road leading to this community just north of Sydney has been cut off. The river has surged and overflowed. Many here are frustrated and say they're still cleaning up from the last major flood event in March.
The road collapsing hasn't been fixed since the last floods, hasn't been touched. So now they close our road access and then the ferry. The only way to get home now is by boat.
This cargo ship, with 21 crew on board, is stranded off the coast of New South Wales. It's lost power. While authorities attempt to rescue the crew, the ship risks being swept ashore. These flooded communities face a long road to recovery, with climate scientists warning weather events like this are becoming the new norm.
For many communities, this is the fourth flood that they have seen in less than 18 months. And some of those images are truly heartbreaking, seeing people's homes, their lives turned upside down again.
While conditions are set to ease for some parts of New South Wales, the Weather Bureau says rain and strong winds will last for the rest of the week. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane, Australia.